Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue has warned unions that public sector pensions will be on the negotiating table as part of a new pay deal. That's according to the lead story in the Sunday Business Post this morning. In an interview with the paper, he also said that the government plans to increase spending on major projects. Big salaries dwarf earnings of members. That's a headline taken from the Irish Sun on Sunday, which looks at the salaries of trade union leaders. It lays out what each is earning and says that many head office staff take home bigger pay packets than their members. Elsewhere in that paper, Owen Conlon, reporting on the rent control row of last week, says Minister Simon Coveney has made a dramatic re-entry into the Fine Gael leadership stakes following his win over Fianna Fáil. While Sam Smith, commenting on the same issue in the Irish Mail on Sunday, writes that Coveney may have outsmarted Fianna Fáil, but it's a hollow victory. He says it will do little or nothing to resolve the renting crisis, but in the very short term it will restore Fine Gael's self-respect. And turning to the front page of the Sunday Independent, its headline tells us that Kenny is set to lead Fine Gael in the next election. It goes on to say that after a week of political turmoil which threatened the confidence and supply deal between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, ministers now believe that Enda Kenny intends to stay on as leader in the event of a snap election. And what might cause that? Well, according to the piece, there are heightened concerns that the government could be brought down in March over the water charges issue. Speaking of which, according to the Mail, Irish Water has admitted it has no idea of the amount of water we use every day. The lead for the Sunday Times concerns the government's Help to Buy income tax rebate intended to assist first-time buyers. It says that the Department of Finance officials warned before the scheme was introduced that it could be used by EU nationals to buy outside Ireland. Briefing documents released under the Freedom of Information Act note that anyone buying a home in the EU who had paid income tax in Ireland for 4 years could not